Classical guitarist Rafael Aguirre has won first prizes in 12 of the most competitive international guitar competitions. He's appeared all over the world, including Carnegie Hall, and he makes his St. Louis debut Saturday night at the Ethical Society as part of the St. Louis Classical Guitar Society's season. Rafael Aguirre, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you so much.
You've played at a lot of great venues, but what about Carnegie Hall? That was a couple of years ago, I guess, right?
Yes, actually, well, it was in 2010, but I came back last year again. Yeah, so I've been twice there, and it's been really a great privilege because it's probably, if not the most famous hall all around the world, one of the most famous, yeah.
Right, you're a relatively young guy, under 30. That's young to me.
Yeah.
So just because it's Carnegie Hall, I mean, is that sort of a psychological milestone for you?
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, I remember the first time when I arrived to New York. I think I arrived two or three days before the concert and was so nervous all the 3 days because I didn't know what to do in that concert. I wanted to play really a good concert and to be a really special evening, you know, for me and for the guitar and everything. So after thinking too much and going crazy, I remember going for the rehearsal. I had the stage for me, 1 hour, only for me. And at the beginning, it was like, oh my God, this is Carnegie Hall. The whole history is here and so many great musicians. The first one who played in Carnegie Hall was Tchaikovsky, for example. Uh-huh. And after playing 1 hour there, I started to feel really well there. Like it was my living room even, you know? And pressure and nervosity and everything disappeared. And actually the concert went really good. And when I went there for the second time, it was much, much easier. So I really enjoyed being there.
So it's like once you've done that, you feel like you can do anything.
Yes.
Right.
Something like that.
Helps your confidence. Have there been other venues that were important to you in that way? Any special memories from anywhere else?
Yes. I would say the Tchaikovsky Hall in Moscow, because playing in front of so many people, like I think like around 2,000 people, you know, and being Moscow, such an important city for music history with all the great composers, Tchaikovsky, Shostakovich, Rachmaninov, and Prokofiev. Being there, it's a bit intimidating, you know, when you go on stage. So I try to feel myself like a Spanish toreador, you know, and say, okay, it's either me or the public, you know, and trying to, I think once you go on stage, you really need to forget who you are and just think that you are really like a toreador and go for it and no fear and just 100% sure about what you are going to do. And this is really the only way people actually can enjoy your performance, I think.
Well, I mean this tongue in cheek, but I hope you're a little nervous here in St. Louis.
Too, of course.
Just a little bit, maybe?
Every time I play for the first time in a city, you know, it's you never know how you are going to be received and how you are going to perform and how people are going to like or not. Of course, I'm a very optimistic person, so I always try to think that everything is going to run the way I want and so on. But of course, I'm nervous, but I'm preparing myself really good. I'm really looking forward for the next Saturday to perform here my debut in St. Louis. And I'm also really looking forward to see the arch. Yeah,
yeah, you're going to see the arch while you're
yes,
here.
Yes.
Right. Well, we're going to try to do our part to help you feel comfortable before your performance Saturday night. So you've brought your instrument with you and you've agreed to share something with us. What would you like to play?
Yes, well, I have prepared for this concert the whole cycle Scenes of Childhood by Robert Schumann, which is written originally for piano. And I've been living for 7 years in Düsseldorf in Germany. And this is also the city where Schumann used to be the musical conductor of the orchestra of Düsseldorf. So after living there for so many years, I really felt the necessity to play in something by him. No, so I'm going to play now one of his most famous pieces, the Reverie, the Träumerei. Thank you.
Rafael Aguirre performs Saturday night at the Ethical Society, and that was very nice. And watching you perform, you're definitely in another place.
Yes.
Well, I don't know where is that place.
You don't?
It's always a different place, you know? But the thing with the guitar is that we don't even know where the sound of the guitar is coming from. Even we guitarists, you know, it's a very mysterious thing. You know, I think it's a very, mystic instrument, I would say. You know, like, you see, it's a piece of wood. It's a very small thing. It's not as big as a piano. You know, for example, this piece was written for piano. But actually, sometimes I turn the guitar, the soundboard to me, and I play some chord, and it's difficult for me to know. Like, okay, physically, it's coming from the wood. Spiritually, it's coming from somewhere else, you know?
Are you even aware of your finger movements or not?
It's very difficult because when you are performing, you really need to be aware of every movement you do, but at the same time, you need to let yourself go. So it's kind of contradictory thing, you know? So we try to achieve both things at the same time, you know? And actually, when you have practiced really, really good a piece, you should be able to achieve this, but it's not always the case, of course. Right.
You've done some recordings. In fact, we're going to sample something in a couple of minutes. But so I'm curious if you approach your performance differently, performing in a studio as opposed to a live performance, because I would think, I don't know how much you improvise, but I would think that if you do, you would do that more in front of a live audience. So anyway, is that different for you, studio versus a live performance?
Yeah, I would say it's really different, not because of me, but because of the audience. When you are performing in front of people, actually, I have an idea that the audience is actually the one that creates the tempo you are playing. Hmm. Because when you perform already the first note, the kind of atmosphere, the way they breathe, the energy that they communicate you, and later the applause, you know, and everything, it's like the communication you create between you, the music, and the audience, actually, they create the tempo because they give you this energy back. And of course, if you are in a very energetic mood, you are going to perform at a different tempo, even if you don't want. And I'm a person that when I am on stage, I have so much adrenaline. You know, I come from South Spain, so we are very passionate people, you know. And when I have been on recording studios, at some points, you forget that you are playing for somebody. You are just looking for kind of, you know that it needs to be perfect because, or the thing as close as to the perfection as you're looking for, because it's going to be there forever and people are going to hear it again and again. So you have a different kind of state of mind. I don't know, I prefer the one on stage because I think it's more authentic. But I understand that recordings, actually, it's like a substitution of the concert. It's, on a way, it's less valid, musically speaking. But it's good, actually. It's like a presentation of your work, yeah.
And it's part of the business.
Yeah, as well.
Well, speaking of that studio, we have something off one of your CDs, Transcription. I think this is a Gershwin piece?
Yes. The second prelude, actually. It's a blues. And it's very funny because I remember the first time I flew to New York and I was landing at JFK Airport. This is the music I had on my mind suddenly, you know, like watching the skyline in New York. And it's really a nice piece.
We're talking with Rafael Aguirre, and you were born in Spain, the birthplace of the guitar. Now, is that a coincidence, do you think?
No, I don't think it's a coincidence. Actually, I have a lot of my family plays the flamenco guitar, you know?
Oh, really?
I'm the only one who plays the cold classical guitar, but it was because of my father. You know, he studied, he started really late, mid-20s already, studying some guitar there. My mother also studied some piano. So I come from a very musical family. They are not musicians, professionally speaking, but they really love music. Also, I'm half French. My mother is French, you know, and my grandmother was a soprano. So she used to sing opera, you know, mm-hmm. all the time. And it's very nice, actually.
Well, so you're born and grew up in Spain. You're now living in Germany.
And in London.
And
yeah.
I know you're doing some studying in London. So yeah. Why?
Well, after I finished my studies in Spain, I really felt the necessity to have new challenges in my life, you know, and going to a place like Germany, learning a new language and going in contact with the German culture that they really appreciate so much, music and art, was very, very, very interesting. I had the opportunity to study with a very good teacher there. And then later going to London, it was just another big challenge. Just go and move into one of the world cities, you know, like London is like New York, you know. And the kind of people that you meet there and the kind of challenges really can make you grow as an artist and as a person, you know. And I'm not very long there, only 1 year, but it's been really a huge challenge. And I've learned and discovered so many interesting things, actually. Hmm. It's a great city.
What other types of music do you enjoy? Anything that might surprise us?
I don't think anything would surprise you. I mean, it's everything what I hear is really similar to the music I play. You know, I mean, I hear a lot of classical music, a lot of Brazilian music, which has a lot of guitar. I also like jazz, but I think almost every classical musician likes jazz because it's very interesting. I remember I was in London last week, not 2 weeks ago, actually, hearing the great Keith Jarrett, you know, live. And mm-hmm. It was really an amazing experience. You know? I like everything what has quality and really communicates me a lot, you know. So I don't like, for example, very repetitive music or something where the structure is not very solid.
No disco for you.
Well, not to hear, to dance maybe, okay. You know. I mean, the music I usually listen is music to listen to, mm-hmm. you know. But there are music also to dance. There are also music to make parties, you know, different right. things. Yeah.
Everything has its place.
Yeah.
Would you share one more piece with us?
Yes. I'd like to place now one of my favorite pieces. It's called Recuerdos de la Alhambra. It's one of the most famous pieces from the guitar repertoire. It's written by the Spanish Francisco Tárrega. And I remember when I was a child and I started playing, my mother used to tell me, if you play one day this piece, you are going to be really good because your father used to play it. So I was really looking for the recording. At that time, we hadn't any YouTube or whatsoever. Right. And when I found the recording, finally, I remember being so amazed. I couldn't believe that you can play the guitar that way. So I thought I need to do it one day. And I'm going to do it for you.
Great, great. Thank you. The St. Louis Classical Guitar Society presents Raphael Aguirre. That's Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Ethical Society on Clayton Road. If you'd like information on tickets and whatever else, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link, and you can find out everything that you need to know. One final question for you, though. Anything that you haven't done, want to do next? What's next for you?
Well, I think that actually our profession, for me, it's not a job to be a musician. Actually, it's a way of life, you know, because you do every week different things. You know, a job is when you somehow keep doing the same things. I have this kind of physical part, which is traveling, playing concerts, going to different places, meeting so many interesting and wonderful people. Then I have the kind of musical goals that I set. It sounds a bit idealistic, but if I keep the love for music as fresh as it was when I discovered and fall in love with music, you know, and it was when I started playing the guitar, I was 8 years old. If I keep this all the time, I think this would be the most wonderful goal I can achieve, yeah.
I'm sure you will. Raphael Aguirre, we welcome you to St. Louis for your first performance here. It's been great meeting you, and I hope you enjoy the arch.
Thank you so much.